Simon Ludgrove here, Head of Performance and Engagement for HR and Flow, and I'm talking to Neville, our fearless leader and CEO, but also an all-round nice guy, who once was an excellent cricketer.
See, they only mean once.
Also, I mean, more importantly, as far as the podcast is concerned, has got a vision for what HR is facing at the moment in business and in companies, and what it's not delivering, what it's not responding to, and where it should go. And that's really what we wanted to talk about today. And Neville, did you want to add anything to the wonderful biography?
Other than the fact that I've had a new lease of life on the cricket field, Simon, and I'll explain more about that later.
Well, I'm delighted to hear this. Okay, so Neville, this is something that I know that you're passionate about. You talk a lot around it. Some of the subject matter is simple. A lot of the subject matter, because we're talking with organisations and concepts and also different directions and movement, some of it is more esoteric. Nevertheless, it is important. So can you talk around the problem statement as you see it for HR at the moment? What's the dilemma that we have?
The dilemma is in trying very hard to provide services to a business that will help the people work better, perform better, be better managed. There's a dilemma that we can almost overcomplicate to the point that it stops helping and starts getting in the way.
Yeah.
And I read survey after survey where there is a disconnect between what HR believe they're actually doing for a business and what employees or management believe that they're actually contributing. And that disconnect worries me. It means that people are going to work and doing very positive things and very, very often very strong and good things that aren't necessarily being made the most of by a business. Mm. So it's not that we're saying that HR are not doing good things, it's that the business doesn't appreciate how good very often they are. Mm. But there is obviously an element that says maybe there are some things we're doing which we don't need to do at all.
Could be. What are the kinds of data points that people would recognise to see that sort of the symptoms of what you're talking about?
I think the performance management is one of the best.
Yeah.
All right. Saba dropped a little report out today, so of the moment, as it were, 18th of September 2017. The report came on an email, and in it, it looks at the view of HR and the view of employees. And performance management, one of the simplest. And this is not a lone study.
Yeah.
But in their study, I think it's 1,400 respondents, 75% of the leaders in HR felt that performance management was helpful, 46% of employees felt it was helpful, and that's nearly a 30% gap.
Yeah.
And that's, in that sort of number, that's serious. It means that we're not getting it right.
Yeah.
It means that... And I had somebody explain to me the other day, well, you've got to understand that performance management is really for the company. Well, actually, it's not. The result is for the company, but the management of performance is a responsibility of everybody. So somehow we have to find a way, each uniquely for each organisation, that meets the needs of that particular organisation. Mm. I think one of the dilemmas we have is we're trying to fit a single company's performance management process into a model that's been developed for anyone.
Yeah.
And actually, it just doesn't work. Until you've laid the foundation stone that performance is your responsibility, every individual's responsibility, until that's in play, there's always a get-out clause.
Yeah.
There's always a get-out clause that somebody else had to do something. Well, there are an awful lot of wasted conversations, therefore, happening all over the world, businesses, that are just going nowhere. Mm. J- generating no value, mm-hmm. not helping anyone, because it's either a disbelief that is helpful or actually it just isn't helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to look at a process that is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you dig inside that, it's a mixture of paperwork, bureaucracy, clunkiness of systems, systems that aren't necessarily needed, size of business, but who needs to control? Now, if everything's been set up properly from the beginning in terms of the roles required for the business to achieve its intent, and if the performance expectation of each of those roles is well defined and well understood,
yeah.
there just needs to be a continual how's it going? And we need to leave the responsibility with those involved that they are performing at their optimum. And do we actually need to know that in the centre? Or do we just need to know when there is an issue? I'm not sure the right answer to that, by the way. I'm not suggesting that there is a one-size-fits-all by any means, because that's the problem.
Yeah.
The problem is that there is a belief that there's a one-size-fits-all.
Yeah, but if you look at your... there's a couple of... about four or five things that I was interested in following up. But while you were speaking, you referred to performance management as the simplest. I mean, are you referring to performance management as a topic, as one of the simpler and most obvious things within the HR portfolio that people sort of understand that needs to be done?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. As opposed to, for example, you know, talent development.
Yeah, because I think performance is at the core of everything.
Yeah.
Whether it needs to be managed is another matter altogether. If an individual is managing their own performance, that's pretty good stuff. But the concept of performance management is not whether or not we should have appraisals or reviews or whatever. It is the concept that says, here's what's expected, here's what we're doing,
yeah.
are we meeting that expectation or not?
Yeah.
Are we exceeding it? It doesn't really matter, as long as we are at least meeting it.
Yeah.
If performance is the core.
Yeah, okay.
Because depending on that, comes other things like learning and development, talent management,